I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Two of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's key nominations have become embroiled in controversies that could threaten their Senate confirmations to serve in his new cabinet. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us about the allegations involving the person he wants to lead the Pentagon.
The lawyer for Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, says his client paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault to head off the threat of what he calls a baseless lawsuit. Hegseth was accused of sexual assault in 2017 after speaking at a Republican women's event in Monterey, California. Police are not releasing the full report and no charges were filed. His lawyer says the sex was consensual and Hegseth was falsely accused and a victim of blackmail, but the payment was made to the woman as part of a confidential settlement because Hegseth believed the lawsuit could have gotten him fired from his Fox News hosting job. I'm Julie Walker.
The other controversial nominee is former Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, Trump's choice for attorney general. Gaetz abruptly resigned last week near the end of his fourth two-year term, just days before the House Ethics Committee was about to conclude an investigation into whether he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and engaged in illicit drug use. Several U.S. senators, both Republicans and Democrats, are seeking access to the committee's findings as they carry out their constitutionally mandated role in reviewing the president's cabinet nominees. Gaetz has denied the allegations. Federal authorities earlier this year decided not to bring charges against him. Negotiations will resume Monday at the UN Climate Conference in Azerbaijan on a new agreement that would secure funding to help developing nations move away from fossil fuels. This is VOA News. The money will also help them adapt to climate change and pay for damages caused by extreme weather. But countries are far apart on how much money that will require. Several experts put the total cost at around $1 trillion. U.S. President Joe Biden began a historic trip to Brazil Sunday, becoming the first sitting American president to visit the Amazon rainforest to mark his efforts on fighting climate change. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Zrara is traveling with the president and has this report from Rio de Janeiro, where Biden is attending the summit of the world's 20 largest economies, the G20.
Deforestation, shore erosion, and fire damage to the world's largest rainforest are some of the scenes that U.S. President Joe Biden saw Sunday. In Manaus, capital of the state of Amazonas, Biden announced that under his administration, the United States surpassed the goal of providing $11 billion per year in international climate financing in 2024, a key component in the fight against climate change lobbied by countries of the Global South. Biden met with indigenous leaders and announced U.S. investment in several climate initiatives, including $50 million for the Amazon Fund. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
Diplomatic sources at the G20 tell VOA they worry U.S. climate change efforts will be dramatically scaled back under President-elect Donald Trump. Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord, the world's main multilateral forum to mitigate climate change, during his first term. Trump has repeatedly called climate change a hoax. The World Bank is helping vulnerable communities in the East African nation of Malawi address the impact of climate-related disasters such as cyclones and drought that the country has been facing since 2022. Lamek Messina reports from the Karanga district in northern Malawi.
The Climate Smart Enhanced Public Works program recruits individuals from Malawi's rural areas to take part in projects aimed at reversing or preventing damage from flooding, drought, and other effects of climate change. The $128 million initiative has helped establish tree nurseries for forest regeneration and construct gullies and swales to control soil erosion. Karonga District is one of the areas in northern Malawi hardest hit by climate shocks. Here, the Climate Smart program has seen its participants grow from 13,000 at its start in 2022 to over 16,000 now. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Karonga District, Malawi.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.